Hey, Jason Rice here, another lap party quick tip. So how was the tax season for you the first quarter of the year? We've seen a lot of good volume at a lot of our dealerships. Things were moving pretty good. Dealerships are still running pretty thin on inventory. Dealers that I typically would manage that would hold 120, 150 cars are in the 70s and 80s, but they're selling the 120 with the 70, 80s or in stock. But there are other dealers that are, you know, bulked up and still having good inventory. But what we're seeing a lot of is the market is shifting fast. Anybody managing inventory right now, anybody in pricing tools, pricing a car at 100% this week, next week, or by, you know, a few days later, you're at 102%. The market moved 2% in those last few days or last week. And so we're seeing a lot of that right now. And the biggest problem is budget, the budget cars, right? And, you know, I always said there's not a shortage of vehicles. And the reason why I say that is there may be less cars listed right now. We used to run about 2 million cars on like autotradercars.com. I just checked AutoTrader today. There's about 1.5 million cars and they run around 1.5, 1.8 million. But I've seen articles where there's 2 million available because not every dealer's listing cars on these sites. And so for independents and private sellers and so forth. But, you know, even if you think there's a shortage, there's only a shortage when demand exceeds availability, okay? And demand is a lot lighter over this last year than it has been previously. So again, even if you see, or if a dealer used to have 120, he's down to 80, there's less cars. And we hear like the, you know, we're in the clubhouse every Friday. We talk all things used cars, you know, Brian Kramer and David talking about how, you know, it's the lower dollar cars that they're shortage, right? The less than $20,000 type cars that are the shortage. And I'm going to go over that, but I'm going to give you three things that I would focus on to make sure you keep this inventory moving now that tax season's over. And the last one's going to be the most important. But let's talk about the shortage of good budget cars. And I'm going to share my screen. So if you're listening to this on podcast, I would encourage you to go pick it up back on YouTube or my Facebook or LinkedIn. Now, what I want to show you is a couple things. Again, I went to cars.com and I start pulling some data there. And again, they have about 1.5 million cars. And of the cars that are below 25 grand, there's 691,000 of them, 692,000 that were less than 45%, or 45% of what's available on cars.com is under 25 grand. Okay, why is that important? If you take a look at the average used car payment per month, 2023, third quarter, okay, $533 is the average payment for a used car last year. All right. So what does that mean? Well, if you do and again, cars let you do a budget type search to get to $533 per month. And again, I'm just looking at good credit, not even fair or rebuilding credit, but I'm looking at just good credit. Okay. Obviously, it's going to be worse for somebody, you know, less than these budgets. But 533, that's a 25 grand car, okay? So think about that. Only 55% of what's online right now is higher than the average payment. So that's going to make it tougher to sell vehicles, okay? So you're going to have to drive down. The very first tip I would do is give you is drive down your average investment. So I'm giving you a sample of a dealer right now. This dealer's pretty high. $35,000, $36,000 is what they're at, but they're selling at about, again, $35,800. So this dealer is, and I'm bringing up this dealer because of the discipline, okay? They're higher than this, but again, they're a good truck. This happens to be a Ford store, a good truck type of dealership, but also very reputable dealership and stuff too. So high volume. And the reason why I say high volume, they got 275 used. They're selling in the last 2 weeks, 164. So if they could sell 164 in 2 weeks, that puts them on pace to sell what, 328 in a month. They're going to sell 120% of their inventory. Okay. Their goal is to sell 140%. But that being said though, you're going to want to drive down that average investment If it's high, though, you got to stay disciplined and clean and get the volume and gross. And I'm going to go over that as the third tip. So the first tip is drive down your average investment. I would try to get it under 25 grand as much as possible. I couldn't imagine what volume this dealership would do if their average investment was 25 grand or less. Okay. Second thing I would do, I don't need to show you any of this, but redo your photos. Okay. Right now I'm in the state of Kansas City, or in the city of Kansas City, but state of Kansas. I'm looking outside the window here and every one of these trees have leaves on it. Okay. So you're going to want to go make sure that all your inventory's photos are redone. If you're outside, get rid of the dead trees in the background, the fog coming out of the exhaust pipe from the cold, get rid of the dash shots that say it's 39 degrees if it hasn't been 39 degrees for months, get rid of all that and refresh that inventory, okay? So first tip, drive down average investment. Second tip is get your marketing on point. Customers right now, they ain't gonna buy unless they need to at 7, 8, 10, 12% interest rates, right? And they're not gonna pay that kind of payment when they might be able to get a new one at a lower rate because the newer car's nicer. They're not gonna pay for a crappy presented used car. You gotta get these things standing tall. So do your virtual lot walk, touch every car. If it's older than a month, older than 3 or 4 weeks, I would revisit those photos and redo them. Not that your fresh stuff shouldn't be redone. I'm just saying a 5-day-old car has green leaves in the background. So, but you could have a bad, I just looked at a dealership's inventory and the truck shot was a truck bed that was, you know, bed liner, and it looks scratched up. And I've bought probably 5 trucks in the last 10 years, at least, if not 8 years. And the bed of the truck was one of the first things I looked at. Some of them I was looking at heavy duties, and I don't want a truck that's been beat up through construction. The thing is, if there's a bed liner in there, I didn't know any different, right? So put the bed liner in it. Don't put that crappy, scratched up bed picture in there. So drive down average investment, get your photos right. And I said the third thing is going to be the most important, and that's the first 30 sale rate. The best time to make the most money on a used car is when it's fresh. So you want to increase the amount of cars you sell fresh and increase the amount of you carry fresh. So again, this dealer with over 200 and something cars, if you notice, 165 of them are 0 to 15 days old, 71 are 16 to 30. You're talking what? 236 cars, okay, are 0 to 30 days old. Okay, that might look good. So it's not about what percentage of your inventory. 86% of their inventory is fresh, 236 units, right? That might look good on the surface. Where the rubber meets the road is where are you selling it at? Because the good performing dealerships are going to sell. Our goal is to sell 65% or more. 65% or more of our inventory, we want to go be sold in the first 30 days. That's how you get gross. Okay. I would want to say you want at least 50% of your sales going out in the first 30 days. But I'm going to show you why I'm very hesitant on saying that. That's just a minimal goal. And I'm going to show you why I'm saying that. But in order to do either 50% or 60 or 70% in the first 30 days, and this dealer selling 74% in the first 30 days, the reason why, in order to do that, you have to carry 50, 60, 70% in the first 30. So if you've got age cars, if things are bleeding through to one age bucket to the next, you're going to have to stop that bleed through, get rid of that age car, replace it with some fresh stuff. This time right now would be the best time to, if you're going to wholesale anything, which I don't encourage you to retail a lot of it, but you might get some money at the lane right now still because dealers are trying to replenish from their tax season sales and they might overstep right now, but in the 30 days they won't. So if you've done everything you can on the retail end on a 90-day-old car, I would revisit wholesaling that thing just because of maybe getting some premium dollars for it. Again, last-ditch effort. There's more to that story, but just, you know, think about it. And the reason why I'm hesitant on saying getting 50% in the first 30 days, if you just look what they're carrying, their average markup, and what they're selling in the average markup, okay? If 50% of your sales are coming out here, that's about a $3,500 markup on average right here. That means 50% of your sales are going out down here with probably $800 loser average. So I don't want half my sales going out where I'm losing money. That's no fun. Okay. So that's why you got to get 60 to 70% of your sales in that first 30 days, because anything above that is just really costing you gross profit. That's not including the depreciation on the book values and everything else. So you want to make sure you, and just so people know, this dealer's priced at 101, they're selling at 98%. They're not blowing and giving things away, okay? They're selling at 98%. They're selling 128% of their inventory at 98%, okay? How are they doing that? Well, it's also about your full facility and your reputation and your approach, your market awareness. The people want to do business with you. People refer your business to you. You're working your service lane and taking customers from a three-year-old 50,000-mile car and putting them in a newer, more updated model and stuff like that. This dealership goes above and beyond, not at just their photos and descriptions and turning their inventory. They're doing it with the customer service, because I know customers come first to them. The rest will work, work out. The gross, everything else will come. So it's a total. And one of the things we talked about this morning, and this has a lot to do with it too, at the Friday All Things Used Car Clubhouse was, taking your turnaround time. That's a bigger thing, right? I can't sell enough fresh inventory if it's taking 10, 12, 15 days to turn a car around. But here's the thing. If you slice off, let's say you go from 12 days or 10 days of turnaround time, and you get it down to six, right? You shave 6 days off your turnaround time. Well, if your management of inventory doesn't reflect that, meaning if your management of your inventory is not trying to sell their car 6 days faster, it doesn't matter. My point being is if I shaved 6 days off of my turnaround time, I got cars ready for sale 6 days faster, but my average day to sale went from 27 to 33, I've increased my average day to sales by 6 days. It's an even wash. I mean, there's that again. This is why this dealership can operate the way they're operating, is that all that stuff is in tune. I'm going to shave 3 days off my turnaround time, and then I'm going to make sure I shave 3 days off of my average age of sale to really reap the benefit, not only in the front end gross of the vehicle, but just overall holding costs and everything else, and turn inventory faster. So I hope this tip was helpful. I'm excited. I'm going to be doing another interview on Monday. I don't know it would be released with my VP, but we're going to be talking about some of this lead management stuff, and take a keep an eye out for that. Please hit subscribe, share, like, comment below if you like this. And again, love the car business. I love pouring back into it. It's blessed me and my family. So I hope you have a great weekend, and see you at the next Lot Party Quick Tip.